From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. economy shed more jobs in December than many analysts had expected, but most of them still see a gradual improvement in employment. More from NPR, Scott Newman.
Many economists had forecast fewer job losses or even a gain. Even so, the Labor Department's revised data for November shows 4,000 jobs were added in that month. That looks more in keeping with the overall thrust of the employment picture, according to economist Brian Westbury of First Trust Advisors.
I suspect that not only will the December jobs number be revised upwardly in the months ahead, but as we get into January, February, and March, I believe we will begin to see positive job growth and a steady decline in the unemployment rate.
Jobs are key to any recovery because consumer spending accounts for 70% of all economic activity. Many analysts think the economy grew by about a 4% annual rate in the last 3 months of 2009. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says it expects the economy will show signs of jobs growth in the first quarter of this year. That announcement came from White House spokesman Robert Gibbs today. The White House said it's based its rosier assessment of employment going forward on weekly employment numbers. President Obama, for his part, said the December unemployment figures released today show the road to economic recovery is, in his words, never straight. A Nigerian man charged with trying to destroy an airplane headed for Detroit entered a plea of not guilty at an arraignment hearing today in Detroit. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelder has more.
It took only a few minutes for 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib to quietly assure a federal magistrate he understood the charges against him, which include attempting to kill the nearly 300 passengers and crew on board a Christmas Day flight to Detroit. He then stood silently while his defense attorney entered a plea of not guilty. Several Nigerian lawyers were in attendance, saying they were observing on behalf of the suspect's family. But outside, Yemeni-born Moad Talib and several dozen other Muslims protested that Abdul-Muttalib, who was allegedly trained in Yemen, did not represent that country or their religion.
We get pointed at because of who we are or where we're from. We're here in this cold weather trying to protest against terrorists, because we're against terrorists ourselves. Islam doesn't allow terrorists.
Abdul-Muttalib faces life in prison if convicted of all charges. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Add package shipping giant UPS to the list of companies cutting jobs. The company announced today it's raised its fourth quarter profit forecast slightly, but said it plans to cut 1,800 management and administrative positions. The company blames the latest cuts to its U.S. workforce on increased automation of management functions. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points to end the week at 10,618. The Nasdaq closed up 17 points. The S&P 500 was up 3 points today. This is NPR. According to officials with the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, there is still no firm decision on whether to pursue charges in connection with the death of singer Michael Jackson. However, the Associated Press reports a law enforcement source has indicated prosecutors are prepared to seek an indictment against Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. A coroner has ruled that Jackson's death at age 50 was a homicide due to acute intoxication from a powerful anesthetic as well as other sedatives. Second day of rioting by migrant workers and clashes with local residents in a southern Italian town has led to one of the country's worst episodes of racial violence and inflamed a national debate over immigration and racism. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports from Rome.
Police reinforcements were being sent to Rosarno in the Calabria region. An attack Thursday on African farm workers by a gang of white youths sparked the clashes. Several hundred angry migrants smashed cars and shops and clashed with police and residents. They shouted, "We're not animals," and carried signs denouncing Italian racism. Migrants in the area work as fruit pickers and live in squalid conditions in abandoned factories with no running water or electricity. They earn less than $30 a day, eight of which has to be paid to the local mafia known as 'Ndrangheta. The Rosarno Town Council has been disbanded for mafia infiltration. Several hundred migrants were being moved out of town to try to ease tension with local residents. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The mother of Vice President Joe Biden has died. Jean Finnegan Biden died at home in Wilmington, Delaware. 92-year-old Biden died surrounded by members of her family. Vice President's office says details on services will be announced in coming days. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.